You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
All right, so what's the biggest trait that you need to grow your business? There's a lot out there. I mean, there's a lot of things that I could say. I could say that, you know, you got to focus on what you want, right? That would be a good trait for sure. You have to be willing to move past obstacles. That would be a good one too. Right? Both of those, very, very powerful. But what do I consider, if you really want to grow your business, seriously, I think arguably the most important trait is for you to remain a student. You know, a lot of times I talk to people and I see what they're doing in their marketing, in their sales and in their marketing, or, you know, in their presentations or their, you know, sales pitches or whatever. And, you know, if they ask me for advice, I'll give it to them. I don't normally just say, hey, here's my advice. But if someone asks me, then I'll usually give them advice. And I'll tell you, one of the most common things that I hear is, oh yeah, we already know that. Oh yeah, we already know that is one of the most costliest statements you can ever mutter. And I would encourage you to embrace, and I've said this for years, I would encourage you to embrace that you don't know what you think you know. You know whatever results you have. That's what you know. So if, you know, now I'll use myself as an example. You know, we believe that there's enough people on this planet that are open to improving themselves that we will be able to build a $100 million a year company. Now, just because I have that goal and just because I've read a few books, do I know what running a $100 million a year company looks like? I don't. I really don't, because that isn't a result of mine. I don't have it, so I don't know that. So I hire people that have built $100 million or more a year businesses, and guess what? I pull up my chair and I'm a student. I don't listen to what they say and say, I don't know, I already know. You to embrace, stay a student. If someone comes to me and I give them advice and they say, yeah, I already knew that, or oh yeah, I read that before, then that means that they're probably not gonna implement any changes. And so we just wasted our time. I don't know why they asked. I don't know why I told them, right? We just wasted our time. Remain a student. Keep yourself hungry. And this is very tough if you start succeeding. Because, you know, when you enter a profession and you have no results and you have nothing going on and not making any money at all, or maybe you've been in your, you know, line of work for a long time and you're just not at your results, you're not, you know, making money or crushing it or whatever, you know, if you're in that state, then it should be, hopefully, pretty easy for you to be a student, because you know you don't know anything. When you start creating results, that's when you can start to think that you know something. And where I see this often is, you know, like a lot of times marketers, you know, if they hit six figures a year, all of a sudden they're geniuses. All of a sudden they're Einsteins. Well, I can tell you that I didn't feel that way when I hit six figures. I stayed a student. And then when we hit seven figures, I stayed a student. Then when we doubled, then doubled, then doubled. And, you know, it's pretty cool. We included a link to our Inc. 5000 listing on our blog. And it says, you know, they do revenue validation, by the way. They verify all the financials that you actually send in. And over the last 3 years, we've generated right now over $10 million in revenue and at a 529% growth percentage. So, and guess what? This year, I still don't know it all. Shocking, sadly, I still don't know it all. I'm still a student. Remain a student. I can't express that to you enough. Remain a student. When you're talking to someone who's generated more results, pay attention. When you're talking to someone who's smart, pay attention. It isn't a requirement for someone to have, you know, crushed a great, you know, result for me to listen to them. Sometimes I hear great ideas from people that, you know, maybe aren't implementers. Maybe they're just, you know, good with theory or good with, you know, something that maybe they just learned something. I'll listen to them. I'm a student, man. And so highly encourage you, stay a student. keep buying courses, keep investing in yourself, keep getting around the right coaches and mentors, etc., and remain humble, remain a student, and know that you only know what results you have. You don't know what you've read in a book. That's not something you know. You don't own it. You own it when you generate a new result. So that's the message for you today. Feel free to share if you think more people need to hear this. We're just trying to help you. We're trying to help entrepreneurs and network marketers and people that are serious about, you know, creating positive change in the world and making an impact and inspiring other people and, you know, just doing cool stuff. And that's what we like to do. So anyway, I'm headed back home. Gonna hang out with little baby Sabrina, my 10-month-old daughter. And I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your day. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.